It was a 4th of July unlike any in recent memory over the weekend. Park City canceled its traditional parade and fireworks display due to COVID-19 restrictions, and many other towns modified their festivities as well. Local fire officials say many residents throughout the Wasatch Back decided to put on their own fireworks displays instead. Despite the increased number of private firework displays over the holiday, fire officials in both Summit and Wasatch County say they did not see a noticeable increase in fire calls. Park City Fire District Fire Chief Paul Hewitt says firefighters responded to a few smoke scares over the weekend, but the vast majority of calls were for medical reasons, no different than a typical holiday weekend in Park City. He says calls they did receive about smoke were usually just people lighting up a barbecue in their backyard.
I didn't get any calls. I didn't see. Again, in past years, I've seen a lot of illegal fireworks. I live, of course, here in the fire district, and I've seen a lot of illegal fireworks being discharged that had to send engines out on those types of calls. And we didn't send one engine out on that type of a call this year. Reported illegal fireworks being discharged. So again, thanks to the residents for paying attention and following the guidelines.
Janet Carson of the Wasatch County Fire District adds that although Midway did host their Memorial Hill fireworks display and Toohey put on a show of their own, restrictions were in place to limit people gathering in large groups. She did say there was a noticeable increase in the number of private fireworks shows in Wasatch County, though.
There were a lot of fireworks. I mean, we were down in the valley till nearly 1 o'clock with the engines on standby, and it was unbelievable the fireworks going off, and you know, until after the time they were supposed to cut off. I think there was an increase this year.
Carson adds 4th of July is always one of the busiest days of the year for firefighters. Apart from a few calls from concerned residents in the Heber Valley, the department did not respond to more calls than a typical year, she says. North Summit County Fire spokesman Tyler Rouser says things were not much different up north, with zero fire calls over the weekend for an overall quiet holiday. With 4th of July now over and fire season in Utah in full swing, Park City Fire District Fire Marshal Mike Owens says people still need to be extra careful when it comes to wildfire danger this year.
But as rain stops coming and now we had these high winds and the temperatures have really increased, now we're getting to the point where we have to be very concerned about the fire danger. Throughout most of the state, things were looking pretty good. In the southern portion of the state, they're pretty dry, and the fire risk is high up there. But where we are, the fire risk is still right at what we would call normal. That's not to say that there won't be any fires, but the likelihood is neither higher or lower than average.
State and federal fire officials reported 18 fireworks-related wildfires were responded to statewide over the weekend, and an outright ban on fireworks across Utah is now in place until the Pioneer Day holiday, starting July 22nd. Sean Higgins, KPCW News.